You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Happy Thursday to you, and thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Thursday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. You know, I hope I haven't been too harsh here with this sermon. It's just that I'm a big grace man. I love to preach grace as opposed to law. And because I've learned throughout the years that the Apostle Paul's a big grace man. And as we're reading here and hearing in this sermon through 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it's shocking when we stop and study at the things that this. Remember, the Apostle Paul was a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. And when you hear a Pharisee say, like he says in the book of Galatians, he says that circumcision means nothing but faith working through love. The whole Old Testament is built on that. And for this man to say circumcision, neither circumcision availeth nothing but faith working through love, for him to say that, you have to understand there's been a change in covenants. And we read that. We read that in the Bible. We read Hebrews chapter 8, verse 13. The author of Hebrews, it says, the old covenant is obsolete and ready to vanish away. And we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, where we're at here, that Paul says that the letter, written and engraved in stones, the letter kills, but the spirit makes alive. And that's what we're looking at here in this sermon. And I've learned that the Apostle Paul is a big grace man, and he's big on grace, which is why he says, for it's by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. And that's where I stand, and I hope that's where you stand as well. Here's the last part of this message. I invite you out to church tonight, 6 o'clock. We're in the book of Daniel, looking at the handwriting on the wall tonight, Daniel chapter 5. Here's the last part, or at least the next part of this message, law or grace?
Number 6, ministry of condemnation and a ministry of righteousness. And then Paul even calls the old covenant, he calls it glorious. Oh, it's glorious, all right, but it'll kill you. Because of what it says, do this or die. Keep every point or else. You see, it's glorious in that out of it now comes a need for a Savior. That's why it's glorious. It's glorious because it points to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Life preserver, after all these years, it's glorious. The Son is revealed. The Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, what's the Bible trying to tell me? I can answer that. You are free from trying to keep the law in order to be right with God. Paul says the old covenant kills, but the new covenant, initiated by Jesus Christ, makes alive. Romans 6:14. You are not under the law, but under grace. Isn't that good news? And this is one of my favorite verses in all the Bible. This is Galatians 3:24. It says, the law was, think about that word, was. Apply it to other things. Babe Ruth was. Great home run hitter. Abraham Lincoln was. What great president. Billy Graham was. A great evangelist. The law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. It's just as past tense as any one of those others. The law was our paedagogos, schoolmaster, tutor, someone who raised up a child until they were old enough to be on their own. Or old enough to serve their father. The law was our tutor to bring us to Christ. Notice in the middle of the verse, the law's purpose. The law was our tutor to bring us to Christ so that we might be justified by faith. There's the purpose of the law. I like to use the example. I've used it before. The law is like a taxi. It's a taxi cab. You get in it, and it takes you and drops you off right at the foot of the cross. The cross, Romans 10:4 says Christ is the end of the law. It's a T in the street. You're going down a street, and it stops right at the cross and lets you out, and you have a decision to make there. You can either live by the law and be condemned by the law, or you can get on your knees and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The law was our tutor to bring us to Christ so that we might be justified. To be justified, remember, legal word, God hears your case. Has his gavel, slams down his gavel. When you say, I've received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he's my Lord, I believe in him, he's the Son of God, and he's my Lord. And when you profess that, God slams down his gavel and says, not guilty. That's the purpose of the law. It condemns you. It shows you your need of a Savior. And it drops you at the foot of the cross where you're in the valley of decision and you got to make a choice what you want to do. The law also, I've used the example, is a hammer. And if you ever notice unbelievers on TV, they always compare themselves to the law. Pay attention sometime. Unbelievers, when they ask them, what do you think? Well, I've never heard anyone. I don't move my neighbor's landmark. I honor my father and mother. They always recite the Ten Commandments because they're still under the hammer. This hammer will pound you until you quit running and you receive Jesus Christ. And then the hammer's gone, never to be seen again. That's the purpose of the law. Take you to the foot of the cross so you will call on the name of Jesus Christ to be saved. And then the law is gone. Why would you want to live under that again? You've missed the purpose of it. One last point. Since I'm no longer under the law, like you say, preacher, then can I sin whenever I want since I'm no longer under the law? Isn't that a license for sin? Right, Darren? Well, they asked the other Paul the same question because they had a hard time swallowing this. What was his answer? Romans 6:1. What shall we say? Shall we continue to sin so that grace may abound? And he answered, God forbid. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? It's not a license to sin. How can you sin after all Jesus did for you on the cross? One last point, part two. If there's no law in place, won't that cause utter chaos and debauchery? I think Romans 6:1 already answers that, but let me share one more with you. Turn with me. This is the last place that everyone can go. the book of Titus, chapter 2. The book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 11, says this. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Now look what it says. Teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. You see, it's not the law that causes you to be righteous or causes you to be a good person. It's the grace of God that saved you, and it's the Holy Spirit of God that empowers you. Not a rule. Someone, they can't just hand you a speed limit 55 mile an hour sign that makes you righteous. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to everyone, teaching us. It's the grace of God that's teaching you this. Denying ungodliness. How do you do that? By keeping the law? No, by the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you now. Teaching us that denying ungodliness, denying worldly lust. How do I deny worldly lust? Because of the law that says don't do that? No. By the Holy Spirit of God that indwells you now, gives you the power to say no and go the other way. Not in a law. You can't keep laws. But the grace of God can help you and empower you do anything. Hallelujah. You will not put an end to sin or cease to dishonor God because of a sign or someone saying, don't do that. It's the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit that does the work. Verse 13 of this verse chapter here, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Lord, we thank you for your word here today. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for enabling us to not continue in sin anymore. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that empowers us, Lord. We praise you. Glorify you here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Looking to buy or sell your next home here in Brevard? Whalen Dupp is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your next home purchased or sold. Whalen Dupp with Pastor Mac Real Estate can be reached directly at 321-536-5973. Buying and selling opportunities are better than ever. For more information, Whalen Dupp can be reached by calling or texting 321-536-5973. That's 321-536-5973.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wama, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace.